This Feast of the Ascension, for me, is always one of those strange feasts to celebrate. Because if we were to survey the wide population of Christians throughout the world, if there was one thing that they wanted, it would be to be able to meet Jesus face to face. And yet here we have every single year a feast where we celebrate Jesus leaving us and going up into the heavens and disappearing. So why is the church asking us to celebrate this feast? It's not just solely for the triumph of Christ, but it's also a reminder to us as Christians that Christ is now revealing himself in very different ways than he did to the first apostles way, way back in the early centuries of Christianity. So how is Jesus revealing himself to us? Well, if we look at the beautiful conclusion of the Gospel of Mark, Jesus ascends up into heaven, the disciples are looking on, and then it says they go out into all of the world proclaiming the good news and accompanied with the Lord. What is so interesting is right after the Gospels say that he ascends into heaven, it also says that he's walking with them. Now this is what we as Christians realize, that Jesus has changed how he interacts with us. He has left us the scriptures. He has left us the great gift of the Eucharist that we may still receive him so close to our hearts. And he has left us one that we so often overlook. It is the horizontal dimension of the church. It is us, brothers and sisters. Now, St. Francis of Assisi, who's so very fond of so many of us, lived this heroic life given over to Jesus. And St. Francis' entire mission began in that little church of San Damiano when the Lord spoke to him from a cross, "Francis, rebuild my church." And Francis lived solely for Jesus. So much so that he didn't even create a rule of life, but simply said the Gospels will be the rule of life because all we need is Jesus. Yet, as Francis' life continued, more and more men began to join his Franciscan community. And there was one moment where Francis paused and he said to God, "Thank you. Lord, you have given me brothers to be with." Now, even to this day, what is fascinating is if you go to Assisi, the actual burial place of Francis is a very stark tomb that's kind of lifted up with stones all around it, with a lot of metal pieces around it, and then there's four pillars holding up the crypt. And on those four pillars are four of his first brothers who surrounded him. Indeed, the Lord had given him brothers that had bolstered him up, and had allowed him to see the Lord even in his daily interactions. Now, some time ago, when I was still in seminary, we had a priest who was speaking to us and leading our retreat named Monsignor Essen. And this priest, for 5 days, we were in silence, and he was preaching. And for about probably 3 to 5 minutes of every single lesson that he was teaching, he would look at us super intensely, and this guy was old and haggard and just had this intense Philadelphia gaze to him. And he would point us and go, "You are Jesus. You are Jesus." So the first 3 days, we thought he just totally lost it, all right? But maybe it was the 5 days of silence, but we started to get convinced that we were Jesus to one another. And this is actually part of what we celebrate in this Feast of the Ascension, is that mystical body of Jesus that unites us, that we are actually to be the presence of the Lord to one another. But here's a strange thing if we step back. So often that's not enough for us. Is the prayers that we say is, "God, I just want to see you. God, just give me a sign. God, I want more. If you just came right to me, I would know that you exist and I'd have no problem following you." So what's so interesting about this is Jesus has given us so many ways to see him in this world. But unless we have that one that we really want, something is lacking. Now, we see this all the time with little kids, right? Is they're surrounded with toys all around them, especially in our wonderful first world country. And you take one toy away from them, and it is a total fiasco. "I want that. That's mine. My toy." And you try to be like, no, look at all these other ones. "No, I want that one." And so we kind of see this in little kids, and we go, "Oh, they're just kids. It's okay." We adults are not much better, okay? We've got meals that we need every single day. We have a house, we have a car, we have friends, we have health care. Most of us have jobs to work. We have families and friends that love us. And yet we step back and we go, oh, if I just had this, more money, someone responding to my post that I put online, or an invitation to go there, or the special affection of someone, or if I just had such and such, then I would be okay. And here's the crazy thing. If we look back just 5 years in our life, the things that we really wanted, we've probably got, and now we want something else. So what's going on with us human beings that it's never enough? It's part of the reality of our fall as human beings, is that there is a lack, an absence in us, and it hurts, and it wants something more, and so we try to fill it. God has so constructed our hearts that nothing will fit except for Jesus. And his ascending into heaven is actually a profound mercy to us so that we're never satisfied enough in this world, but always longing for more and more of him. This feast of the ascension is really a feast of perspective. A perspective to realize that if we focus on what we lack, we will always be miserable. But if we focus on what we have, we will truly be grateful and fulfilled. Now, what makes the change in so many of our lives isn't that we finally got everything we wanted. It's that we finally are grateful for all that we have. This is why if you go to some of the third world countries and you do missionary work, and the people who have so little are so happy, so willing to share, because they see Jesus in one another and they are truly fulfilled and grateful. Now, there's a story that we as Americans love to tell every single year around Christmas time. It's the Christmas story with Scrooge and the Cratchit family. And Scrooge, at one point, he goes into a deep sleep, and these different ghosts of past, present, and future come to reveal to him certain things to teach him lessons. And the ghost of the present, Christmas present, brings Scrooge to the Cratchit family who has nothing, who Scrooge would not even allow a little extra funds to give him resources. And what he sees is a house that is illuminated with love and happiness. And Scrooge can't comprehend it. He can't understand how in their lack they still are so fulfilled. And this is one of the morals of that story that we love so much, is Scrooge learned the important lesson that we find happiness not in looking at what we lack, but in embracing what we have. And for that Cratchit family in the story, what they had was each other. And that was enough. On this great day that we celebrate Mother's Day, the secular feast, we honor our mothers. It's one of those things where we must stop, and both for the mothers and for us who have mothers, to recognize something. All mothers in some way feel that they don't have everything that they need. As they look back on their life and they're like, man, I wish I would have done this differently. And we can look upon our mothering and say, ah, that lack. Or we can look back on our mothering and say, ah, what gratitude of what I have. The gift of a child. The gift of a family. The gift of life. The same thing goes with us who come from mothers, which is all of us here in this church. As we may be able to pick apart the things that we may not have had in our childhood growing up, or even in the relationships with our mother, or maybe we've lost our mothers to death. And to really focus on those lacks makes this day a very heavy day. But once again, when we look at what we have with gratitude, our hearts overflow with grace that we have been given life. Christ ascends into heaven. And he prepares a place for us. And in every single Mass, we pray together. The priest says, lift up your hearts. And all of the faithful say, yes, we lift them up to the Lord. Because we recognize that it is in him and him alone that we will find this happiness and fulfillment. My brothers and sisters, on this beautiful day that the Lord has given, let us surrender those areas of lack and absence. And instead embrace those areas of fullness with gratitude for all that the Lord has given to us this day.